Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Certainly is decision day for the University of Memphis, or at least a couple of University of Memphis guys. Now, one of those decisions already in, that would be that of DeAndre Williams. College guys have it until 10:59 Central Time. It's 11:59 Eastern to withdraw from the NBA draft, keep their college eligibility. We've been talking about that this week, or certainly yesterday, after we get back from the elongated holiday weekend, and Lester Quinones is the one that's out right now. So certainly meaningful day for Memphis, because when you're talking about the future and next season, Lester Quinones, like we've talked about, certainly be a big part of that. The good news, though, is that you've got one in, John, with DeAndre Williams. Big news for Memphis.
Yeah, that's right. He is
expected, but big.
Yes, exactly, because, again, it's not like he, as I told you guys yesterday, he didn't have any workouts. You know, he wasn't in and out of these NBA facilities, right? He was, you know, in Miami at various parts of the season, sort of getting treatment, getting therapy. He says he feels good, but it never felt like he was as much of a threat as Lester Quinones currently is to stay in the NBA draft. He writes on Instagram, Tiger Nation first, I want to thank the man above for giving me a chance to succeed. I'm extremely grateful for the opportunities he has blessed me with. The NBA draft process has been incredible. The experience has made me hungrier than ever to compete at the highest level. With that being said, with family and discuss and praying over it, I've decided it's time to get back to work and finish off where I left. We are coming for everything. Let's get it. Hashtag God got us. Hashtag family. Hashtag GGG. Last dance.
So, he was their leading scorer and rebounder against Gonzaga last year.
Yep.
On that final game for Memphis. We know how important DeAndre Williams has been to this program and will be again next year for them. Well, the news will be bigger, though. John's right. If you can get Lester Quinones back in the fold, which I suppose could come at any time today once that Golden State workout's done, right?
Yeah, we set the odds earlier today. We kind of went through and handicapped, you know, which show is most likely to get that news. Gary Parrish show, they're going to be the favorite.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Minus 120.
West Coast, yeah.
Giannotto and Jeffrey, I think we said plus 155.
Okay.
Chance probably that could come in that 3 o'clock hour, although I would, again, not bet on it. And then our show, plus 575, but that's probably too short. It's more like probably plus 900.
Is it a deal where you do a graphic if you go back, you just do an announcement if you leave, if you're staying in the NBA? Does that make sense? Like DeAndre did a graphic, right, and he did a little note.
I think you probably
staying. If you're leaving, is it just a deal where, hey, I'm
no, I think you probably do a graphic either way. And I think
do you?
Yeah, because you thank Memphis, right? Like you say, thank you, Memphis, for all that we've experienced
and
together.
I suppose that would be generally well received considering Lester's career,
I don't think,
how he stayed.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be any kind of ill will regardless. But we'll get into that today here on the show. At 11:25, Kenneth Roy is DeAndre Williams' mentor, former coach. He's going to join us in the next segment. And we'll talk to him about the decision, what went into that, what he's hearing about Lester, the kind of team he's joining, obviously, and coming back to with Kendrick Davis. So NIL stuff, all that, really really interesting stuff. We'll get to all that with Kenneth Roy at 11:25. 12:25, as you know, the NBA Finals are set. Golden State taking on Boston in the final.
So I hear.
And so we're going to preview that with Brian Windhorst from ESPN at 12:25.
Excellent.
Game one's tomorrow. It's kind of weird the way that the schedule works, because it's like, you would think 2 days between, right? There's three. And then they go back to Boston, there's three. Then there's 2 days between game three and game four. Then every other game is 3 days between, which makes no sense to me. It's a lot of days where we're not having NBA basketball. But that's the way the cookie crumbles. We're not going to talk to...
Don't be intimidated.
We're not going to talk to Brian about scheduling. We're just going to talk to him about the game, Get his thoughts on the Warriors, the Celtics, the Grizzlies offseason, and more at 12:25. Then at 1:25 with the draft coming up, decisions being made, Yoda is going to hop on at 1:25. That man knows the draft better than most. So we will have him on and talk to him about potential guys that the Grizzlies should look at. You know, is it obvious to him who the number one pick is? Get his thoughts on Chet, on Paolo. Lots to get to with Yoda. So we'll do that today at 1:25. So big show today here on a Wednesday. But, yes, it is a big day for Penny Hardaway and the University of Memphis because we know 50% of the decision, 50% of precincts reporting. DeAndre Williams is back. And even though that was expected, like you can't understate his importance for this program. Like you mentioned it, leading scoring rebounder against Gonzaga helped you, you know, in many, many games throughout the you know, he think about the big games that Memphis has played, Houston win there, right? Didn't he hit a couple threes? I mean, he is a big game player. And yes, he is 25, going to be 26 by the time the season starts. But like that's a, to me, that's just as a premium. That's like the best thing you could have in college basketball. Well, I know people make fun of it, but
well, a lot of times for Memphis, it's been the way that DeAndre Williams goes has been the way the team goes. Now you suspect that that dynamic will change quite a bit now that you got a guy in here who's going to have the ball in his hands as much as Kendrick Davis will. But that's what kind of leader DeAndre's been for him. So even like we said, expected to have him back, and DeAndre was one of on a list of guys who it's Drew Timmies got an that announcement still sometime today. Marcus Sasser taking it back to the AAC, the Houston guard. But yeah, it's expected, but still huge because you know what you're getting. And in this case, again, when you add Kendrick Davis to the mix, hopefully for Memphis's case, having Lester Quinones back, you know that's going to make the job for DeAndre Williams easier, right? When you've got guys, we talked about this yesterday. This is what Alo, unfortunately, because of that offensive game, could not do. When you've got a guy like Kendrick Davis that's drawing in attention because of his offensive game, it will make the game easier for DeAndre Williams. So having him back in the fold, yes, expected, but still big news for Memphis. Hopefully, like you said, you get the other precincts reporting that they're back as well.
Yeah, and the other precinct, of course, is effortless Lester Quinones. And as we said yesterday, that decision very much up in the air. The question I have as he completed a workout with the Lakers yesterday and he has a workout scheduled with the Golden State Warriors today, is there anything that you're going to learn or find out via these last two workouts that you got that will influence the decision one way or the other? In other words, does Lester know right now what he's doing and these workouts are just he's completing them knowing what he's doing? Or is he going into these workouts, hey, you know, if I get feedback X, Y, and Z, you know what I mean? Like, I'm curious how much weight is in you know, these labs. Probably not any more than the others, but he's still going through with them.
I mean, I suppose you shine, you shine in one of these, you get word from that team, Golden State or the Lakers yesterday, that, hey, we like you this much, and we'd like to make you a two-way guy or something like that. I mean, I suppose you could get a promise like that. I just can't see with so many guys out there, John, I'll be honest with you, fringe guys like Lester, why you would feel the need to make those sort of promises now. So to your point, what does he have to gain? Is the decision already made? You can look at it this way, too. Look, it's business now in college athletics.
Yep.
And these workouts and the better he does, I'm going to tell you right now, I'll be honest with you, it gives him more leverage because NIL is important. We've talked about it with DeAndre Williams and wanting that heftier NIL deal.
Yep.
Like, this can also be leverage for Lester Quinones performing as well as he has done in these workouts, right? The way he shot the ball, it could be leverage for you in terms of, I heard you with Jeff, if you're Penny Hardaway today, do you make a call and you say, hey, we got to get our NIL, I've talked to our folks, we're going to get it up for you because that's how much we need you. We see you shining. This feels like it could happen. Maybe they feel like, hey, we think you might be about to follow some bad advice, so here's a little more in terms of NIL. So from Lester's standpoint, yeah, you go through with them because, heck, you could impress the team, but more importantly, you could increase your leverage when it comes to Memphis. And it's at this point, man, you know, that's the business of college athletics.
Yeah, and by the way, like,
we're facing that reality now.
As I said, like, I would definitely do what I needed to do because I truly believe this. Memphis has a really freaking good nucleus coming back next season if Lester decides to stay at Memphis. I mean, you have an AAC player of the year.
Well, it's a big hole if he leaves.
No, it is, and it's tough to replace
that. I think you said a ding. I think it's a little more than a ding just because the minutes played and how much you can trust him.
Right.
That it's a hole.
No, it could be a total situation.
Especially with what's out there, right? What's left?
Is it a total?
I don't know. I mean,
it's not a salvage title, is it?
It's not a ding. You can get through. You don't have to call an insurance company necessarily. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially if you don't want to make any claims.
We're going to have to call the insurance company.
But with this one, this leaves a void. This is like hitting a major pothole, right? Because there aren't a ton of guys that you can just throw in that position. Remember, they missed out on the kids at DePaul. What, Caleb Murphy?
Caleb Murphy, right.
Right? And that was a guy who's going to come in. I know you're in for Kerwin Walton, but like that, these guys don't just grow on trees this time of year. So from a minute standpoint, the way he can shoot the ball defensively, how he helps you sort of lead the charge there, that'd be a major hole if Lester's not back. Back to the point. But Penny might feel like, look, we've done a lot for you already. I'm not going to keep getting pushed here, you know, like the deal where we saw Isaiah Wong's basically, you know, trying to hold Miami hostage, saying you better do this for me or I'm gone. Has he announced yet? Has he announced whether he's going back? Because I think his name's still in there.
Caleb Murphy?
No, Isaiah Wong.
Oh, he's back, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's back. He decided. He announced it this morning.
Got it.
I mean, now you're just waiting on Drew Timmy. You're waiting on Sasser. Name.
Yeah.
You know.
Timmy and Sasser are the two biggest ones. Because we know what Timmy does for Gonzaga.
Yeah.
Sasser, though, we've talked about it. Most folks have got Houston in the top five.
Yep.
He'd be a big part of that, obviously.
Look, again, the question that I think you're weighing if you're Lester and Lester's family, right, and the people that are making these decisions are how much can we improve at Memphis from where we are, right? How much can we improve? How much can we make at Memphis via NIL? And you just put that next to what you believe you could do, because you won't know until the draft. You won't know until the draft or after the draft. But on paper, theoretically, you're probably going to be more sort of conservative. What can we expect to get? I don't think he can improve his draft stock very much, right? Like, you got 3 years on tape. You're a 40% three-point shooter. You know, you're not going to go from being a 40% shooter to a 52% shooter and averaging 22 a game. Like, you are what you are in that sense. But that being said, what you are is somebody that possesses traits that can get you paid and employed in the NBA if you do them well, which are defense and three-point shooting. So, I mean, that's if you have a high degree of confidence that you can get somebody to take a chance on you, then you probably go. But do they have that? Do they think they have that? That's what we're going to find out over the next, 12 hours or so.
I haven't heard this talked about, but is there not a threat of being exposed, turning professionally now because of the, I'll put it this way, like Dylan Brooks was there was a knock on him coming out of college that, the lack of athleticism. Now, we've seen him and take that and become a great defensive player, sort of throw it back in the faces of folks that have said, but Lester is not someone who's overly athletic,
right?
If you know what I mean. And if he's playing G League or whatever else, and yeah, that role's 3 and D, right? Go play some D, go hit three-pointers, but that athleticism ain't matching up with the rest of the guys. As fast as you started your professional career, we talked about, hey, maybe it's better just to start it, get it started now. Maybe it also starts what could be a quick one, what could be a, if you can't match up from an athletic standpoint and everything else. So, I just look at it as you're talking about weighing decisions here.
Mm.
It makes a lot of – isn't that still there for you? We've talked about how much you can improve your stock. Maybe you can't with another year of college.
Right.
Maybe it stays – but you tell me.
Yeah.
Like, isn't it better to be the big man on campus, get that money now, and what changes? Don't you get that same shot a year from now?
Yeah, I mean, look, that's
right
why.
Now, and maybe improved. Maybe not so much of a fringe guy. Maybe you're in the second round
by then. I truly believe that.
Maybe in the first.
I think Lester has people on both sides, right, that are talking to him, that are advising him. There are people that are telling him that he should go, and I think there are people telling him that he should stay. And I think that's why this decision is going to be tough for him. But it's kind of the same thing, in a way, as DeAndre's case. It's like, what's going to be there for you today is going to be there for you in a year, right? So what's the big hurry unless you just want to be done with college basketball, if you don't want to go to class anymore?
This is assuming the NIL is where you want it and all that.
Sure.
You've gotten that right.
But I feel like, we should be in a place now in college athletics where that can be arranged if it needed to be arranged. I know we're not, it's not supposed to be used as an inducement, whatever, but that's ridiculous. It's naive to think it would ever be anything other than that. So, yeah, I mean, look, I think I would come back if I was Lester, but I can also understand if he's ready to move on with his life and start making professional money and live what maybe it doesn't turn out this way. Maybe it's not as glamorous as he believes it is, but you could also see where a guy like that is being told things, right, by people that are close to him, about opportunity. So it's a tough decision. I do think, though, you talk about coming back, making a deeper run in the tournament, really competing from jump in the AAC rather than trying to play catch-up like you have every year.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of things.
And again, the game being easier for you, that is the difference.
Right.
Last year you go into the season with a huge question mark at point guard. You're trying to put Imani Bates there. Well, that's going to affect Lester's game. It's going to affect DeAndre. It affects chemistry. We talked about that. You've got that question answered already right now today. Right? On June 1st, that question's answered. That game is easier for you.
Absolutely.
Because you have a guy who's been in that spot before making those decisions that are going to matter. When you're talking about trying to elevate your profile, everything else, your draft stock, how much you're going to get the ball, how many shots you're going to get, that's going to matter. And when you've got a guy that you know is going to make the right decisions,
yep,
it makes the game easier. So from that standpoint, too,
yeah,
I just think it's the right decision to come back. That said, you're not going to hold it against Lester for making the decision. This is not going to be a deal where it's like, oh, screw you, Lester.
Right.
No, because he's already stayed, right? I mean, this was a guy who was, a Mike Miller primary recruit there. He's already stayed through Mike leaving, right? You wouldn't hold anything against him if he's ready to start that professional clock.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. And you could also make the case for Memphis that this is going to be, we're not going to add any late August pieces, right? You're going to know exactly who you've got in July. You're not going to have any surprises, most likely. You're going to have the minutes that you always had, and you're going to, like you said, play with a point guard of a caliber you've never played with before. So you could convince yourself that my numbers are going to go up. And I could use that to say, well, all I needed was was good point guard play. And it elevated my game.
Mm-hmm.
So you could sell that to...
How many unathletic 3-and-D guys are out there on two ways right now? Because I think about what Pons is like, it's because he's super athletic, right? Like,
right.
I mean, that's just the question I would ask. Whether there's 60 of those two-way contracts, everybody gets one. I just... Unathletic. Yeah, and it can't be a very fun life. It's a grind as it is. Like I said, why not... What's to put that? You hope to improve on that situation with another good year of college where maybe it's not such a grind.
Right.
That's the way I would look at that. Because I don't see Lester busting into any rotations next year as an undrafted, right? Undrafted.
Right.
But he breaks into somebody's rotation as a two-way guy. Just that seems like a tough road to hoe. Sure, if you're ready to start that process, prove, go right ahead. But you come back and you're... everything's easy here and the money's flowing.
Like some of these guys, I just don't, I'm looking at the two ways right now, right? Like Tyrell Terry is on a two way, right, for the Grizzlies. Mac McClung's on a two way for the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a crazy athlete.
Yeah.
And
score.
Gabe York, but Gabe York was like a point guard at Arizona. Like he was a very highly touted guy. Chios is on a, again, like really good. Like, Childs was getting minutes for Brooklyn,
Yeah.
I mean, like, he's played, like, real games in the NBA.
He's going to mess around and get a ring.
He might. He just might. Like, Sharif Cooper's on a two-way right now for the Atlanta Hawks.
Wow.
That's
because he's small.
So, like, it's just.
I know why Sharif's there.
It's just
that
tough.
That dude was good.
It's tough to get these, man. It's tough to get these and, I would caution.
I'd salute him. You want to go start that process, but
I think you have to
more to gain. It feels like to me.
No, going in that if you choose to go that path, it's going to be a grind for you. It's going to be a grind for you, no matter what.
He may look at this and say, you know what, I've already done this.
Yep, he could.
I've done it for what, 3 years now, right? And that's the thing. And yeah, sure, I know they got a new point guard coming in, but I got to learn him. Then I'm ready to move on from that and start my journey. And if that's the case, can't do anything but salute him.
No, and I would. I think Memphis fans should share that. It hurts. It damages the roster next year just because of everything he represents and what he's done production-wise. And I think if you bring him back, it's definitely a tournament team. How can it not be? Kendrick Davis, Les Quinones, DeAndre Williams. You could still be in there for Kerwin Walton. I don't think that necessarily precludes you from getting him too. You got Elijah McCadden, who was a sixth man of the year.
Played the second most minutes in a Gonzaga game behind DeAndre, 28.
Yeah, you
DeAndre
got,
played 29, had 10 points.
You got a, you know, a rim protector in KO. I mean, you got ingredients to be in the tournament again. I don't. I would think they'd be a projected tournament team before the season started if Lester comes back. If he doesn't, you know, that's a, you know, that's going to depend on what they do, right? They're going to, Penny's going to have to work some magic, but he's done it before. He can do it again. Anyway, that's the state of the program right now for Memphis basketball as Penny Hardaway and the program await a decision from Lester Quinones. All right, we'll come back. DeAndre Williams has already said he's coming back one more year. Last Dance. Kenneth Roy knows all about that decision. I'm sure he was advising him throughout the process. We'll talk to him, his former coach, when we get back about DeAndre coming back, why he did it, NIL, Lester, all that more on the other side. Jason and John, 97 FM, ESPN.
NBA Finals are here. Start tomorrow. So's your chance to score big on FanDuel Sportsbook, because throughout the NBA Finals, FanDuel's giving new customers $200 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Bet the money line, point spreads, player props, so much more. Plus, you can combine your bets for an even bigger payday with a same-game parlay. We've already told you, like, you got to like Golden State as a 3.5-point favorite in Game 1. Just sign up with the promo code JSmith, and if you haven't tried FanDuel, now's the perfect time to give it a shot, because the only thing sweeter than watching the finals is cashing in on the action. Join today with promo code, again, JSMITH. Turn a $5 bet into $200 in free bets, win or lose. Make every game feel like Game 7 with FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel's an official partner of the NBA and of 929 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kenneth Roy, once upon a time, coached DeAndre Williams before DeAndre was a Tiger. Still very much involved in DeAndre's life. He's a friend of the show. He joins us now. Coach Roy, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, everybody in Memphis is pumped up right now with the news that that DeAndre Williams is coming back. How did he arrive at that decision, Coach?
Well, I mean, he just basically looked at the pros and the cons of everything, and he felt like he still had some unfinished business that needed to be taken care of on the collegiate level, and he still had a lot that he needed to prove as far as being a collegiate athlete and playing still here at Memphis, even though he won an NIT championship and even though he got helped get Memphis to the second round of the NCAA, he just felt like that he could have done more. And he just wanted to come back and give it a third time is a charm, and let's go for it. And I'm excited. I'm excited to come back to Memphis, excited to be around the people of Memphis. I feel like I'm a Memphian right now. I feel like I'm adopted. That's my second home. And, man, I couldn't be any more pleased than well, the news when he broke it to me.
It's interesting that, you know, in this day and age, right, I mean, thousands and thousands of players enter their name in the transfer portal, and DeAndre Williams, with the experience that he has, feels like he could go anywhere in the country. He could go any school he wanted to, but it felt like that was never even a consideration. It was always going to be back to Memphis or pursue professional career. Why was it obvious to you all to never even entertain the idea of transferring?
Well, that's a great question you asked, because I was asked that many a times. Was DeAndre going to put his name in a portal? But DeAndre had no need to put his name in the portal, because the city of Memphis, they embraced him so well. Coach Hardaway embraced him well. The staff embraced him. He is a graduate out of the University of Memphis. Everything was there. We didn't need to go anywhere else. And Coach Penny did everything that he said he would do for DeAndre, making sure that he would graduate. That was our number one goal, to see that he got that accomplished, and he did. So we wanted to bring, or he wanted to bring Memphis something they hadn't done, to go further in the NCAA tournament. He wanted to get to the Final Four, and he would love to win a national championship. And if it's in the cards, it's going to happen. So, again, he wanted to give it a third try.
What have you thought, Coach, and I know DeAndre had his own decision to make, but what have you guys thought of what Penny has done with the roster this offseason, obviously adding a point guard you know well in Kendrick Davis, having faced him as many times as you have over the years coming from SMU, added a 6'10 transfer from UT Arlington as well that you envision can keep DeAndre comfortable in that four spot. Just what have you thought of the addition so far that will be around DeAndre?
I mean, just the acquisition of Kendrick alone, this is a great acquisition. You know, that's going to help tremendously a young man that could score and be the kind of leader on the court that Coach Hardaway is looking for. And the 6'11", I don't know much about him, but I was told that he is a freak of nature as far as an athlete. Mm-hmm. I was told he could run from baseline to baseline, probably one of the fastest big men you'll see. I was told he was also a little raw offensively, mm-hmm. but he's going to help DeAndre, because it's going to keep DeAndre out of that, playing that five position. But DeAndre was coming back, he was envisioning himself playing at the five, and I'm so glad that didn't happen.
mm-hmm. We're talking to Kenneth Roy, former coach of DeAndre Williams at Nationwide Academy, now, of course, coming back for another year at the University of Memphis. You and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and one of the factors sort of into this decision, I guess, was confidence that while it didn't really come to fruition last year, that there would be an opportunity for bigger, better NIL deals. Now that it's official, I mean, what sort of is the I guess, process here? Is that still your understanding that NIL could be a big opportunity for DeAndre? What's the status of everything there with him and the community here in Memphis?
Well, to my knowledge, there's supposed to be some nice NIL deals coming for DeAndre, or in the process for DeAndre. He was told that. I don't know exactly what it is, because DeAndre just made his announcement today, and I'm sure that'll all get rectified in the next days to come. But I'm excited about it. Whatever happens for him, he's excited, and I'm just glad that we're able to come back and play for Memphis one more year. And that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking for a lot of screaming and hollering, a lot of TV action, and just, you know, having fun, man. Just having fun.
One of the things, too, that is going to be different this year is you've got an elite point guard in Kendrick Davis, who I know DeAndre knows very well because they're both from Houston. What kind of opportunity is that with Kendrick and DeAndre? How much have they talked about this? And how excited is DeAndre to play with a guy? I mean, first of all, AAC Player of the Year, right? Beyond anything else. Like, this guy was the best player in the conference last year. How big of an opportunity is that?
Well, you always got to look at it as a great opportunity for you bringing in a top-notch point guard to go with a nice big man, you know. And I look at it as that being a very good 1-2 punch, because now I'm thinking that pick and roll is going to be off the chain now. Mm-hmm. They set up that pick and roll because now they got to pick their poison. Kendrick can get to the basket. He can shoot the three. He can throw the lob. He can make the right read. And DeAndre is a finisher. So, hey, it's a big deal. And DeAndre loves the fact that he's got an elite point guard. That takes nothing away from A-Lo. It's just those are two different type of point guards. And he's excited about it, extremely excited about it.
How often y'all talk, how often you think about that Gonzaga game, Coach, and how, you know, being up 10, how close that thing was and how, you know, you were right there. I know certainly hoping you're going over the top this year, but, man, it felt like Penny had that one at the half.
Man, it's funny that you bring that up. We talk about that doggone game every other day. And in the film that him and I have watched, and watched that game over and over and over, and saw where the demise went, it's just heartfelt. Just heartfelt. Because, you know, everybody, we all saw that game, man. We were right there. And imagine if we won that game. I didn't see us losing too many more games after that.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was that absolutely. And I think that actually gives you a lot of momentum, even in an L, right? That helps you with a lot of momentum. Now, you're also awaiting the decision of Lester Quinones. Is DeAndre working on him to come back, or is it a situation where you as an aspiring professional basketball player, you understand that pursuit and support him, whatever the decision is? I mean, what's that sort of look like for Dre and you all?
Well, I know that Lester and DeAndre have spoken on numerous occasions, and I am aware that from what Lester has expressed to DeAndre, that he was, when he's out in California, he was doing very well. And he's doing very well in his workouts. So he did tell DeAndre that he looked like that he was coming back, but we hadn't heard any official word. And I'm hoping that he comes back.
Yeah, that would absolutely be massive for the team if that can happen. But he's got a big decision to make, no question about it. Hey, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Thanks for coming on and breaking down
Coach,
the decision.
Thank you so much, brother.
We'll talk soon.
Okay, thanks for having me, guys. Yep. Take care.
Yes, sir. He is Kenneth Roy, former coach of DeAndre Williams at Nationwide Academy there in Oklahoma. He spent a year there before heading to Evansville and then, of course, transferring to the University of Memphis. I don't know when that conversation took place, right? Mm-hmm. It's hard to, I don't want to, like, it's
exactly can't put too much stock in it.
I don't want to sit here and press them, like, hey, when was that conversation? You know, like it's we'll know, right? We'll know in 12 hours whether or not, if that, whether or not
you don't know what the tone with Lester, like, you know, he's doing well, but I'll be back, you know,
right,
what I'm saying, like,
right,
you know, right, you don't know the tone,
absolutely. So we shall see. That remains to be seen. But some interesting fallout, I guess, from all of this. So DeAndre posts his announcement on Instagram, and who is in the comments saying, "Let's do it, slime," but DJ Jeffries.
How about that? A recent announcement, he's staying at Mississippi State.
Yeah, so it's kind of odd that "Let's do it, slime" would come from a player that's playing at Mississippi State.
Well, I mean, those guys are all still, you know, him, Tyler, those guys, they're all still seem tight. They'd comment on each other's Instagram posts all
right.
season long.
Did DeAndre DJ on and Memphis DJ guys. Play together? I guess they did.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, the 2 years ago?
Uh-huh.
Man, the time just runs together.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. Now that I think about it, they did. They 2021.
They're all teammates.
But in the comments, DJ says he wanted to come back, but that he allegedly couldn't get a waiver. So I guess that means he is not graduating. I think we assumed that he would be a graduate, right?
We thought he could be on that timeline.
Yeah.
If he was going to play immediately as a transfer, we thought, yes, as a grad transfer, it would have had to have been.
Right.
Clearly, he wasn't ready to graduate.
Right.
Would have had to get the waiver. You're not going to get a waiver and be able to play immediately.
Exactly. Now, I mean, Earl Timberlake got a waiver, right? Earl Timberlake's playing next year for Bryant. I don't know how the hell he got that.
Well, did his first one not count as a medical?
I don't think so.
Because he got misdiagnosed. You can go back on that.
Yeah, I don't think he got a medical one, though. I think he just used this one time. Because he got the waiver, right? I mean, somebody, I think it was Rothstein. Now, where is Bryant?
No, but what I'm, okay.
You see what I mean? Though they reported that he got the waiver this time around.
Yeah.
To be eligible at Bryant. So you wouldn't have had to do that if you already had the medical one to get to Memphis. So, yeah, on May 16th, John Rothstein said Bryant's Earl Timberlake has received a waiver from the NCAA and is eligible for 22-23. So.
I don't know how he got his.
Yeah, like what was the, you know, what was the damn, how did how the hell did he, because he played. I mean, he played quite a bit at Memphis, right? It wasn't like he wasn't, you know, getting minutes.
My thing is he can't get, that's not an immediate waiver, and you can push the one that you took to come from Miami here, where you only played a few games at Miami, right? Wasn't it seven?
Seven, yeah.
He couldn't get a medical year there, and you get the waiver, you turn that into a medical, and this one becomes the, you can transfer right away?
I
don't know if that's the case he's making.
I don't think you can retroactively get the you know what I mean?
I'm saying at some point, you don't think that was changed.
I don't know. I haven't seen
anyway,
that.
Anyway, where he didn't use his immediate eligibility as a transfer.
BJ's not coming, man.
There
have
to be separate details on Earl's. No, yeah, you've thrown Earl's into the mix here and thrown us off. DJ wanted to come and couldn't get a waiver.
Yeah.
According to him, at least on Instagram.
Right. Well, you know, he could always try to get one, though, right? You could at least give it a shot, man, see what happens. But you're probably not going to get any favors from the NCAA right now anyway, given the circumstances. So that's probably a factor into that, too.
I mean, just the idea that you put that out there and you're headed back to Mississippi State, right? I mean, how all in are you at Mississippi State? You're saying publicly, I'd rather be at Memphis on a waiver.
Yeah. No, that's it. That's out there. I mean, that's interesting. It really is. And then, like, if you're Mississippi State, yeah, like, how you feel about that?
That's what I'm saying, as a Mississippi State fan.
Right,
like,
yeah.
I thought you were all in. You're coming back. You said,
Chris James
made
fighting for his life right now. Like, wait, what?
You'd rather be there on a waiver.
Yeah, no question.
So don't sell me the whole, hey, back home with family at Mississippi State.
No, I think, everybody knew DJ wanted to be at Memphis, though, you know? Like, there were some...
Yeah, but at the time, we all said family, was saying, surely you don't want to do it again. And DJ and Penny saying they both want to make it happen. Well, if this is the waiver, it's different from family being the thing that was in the way.
I'm not saying this is the case, but could you see this as a way to get around, like, actually saying my family didn't want me to be there, I couldn't get a waiver? You wouldn't say publicly my family didn't want me to come back. You would say, like, oh, I couldn't get a waiver.
I guess that would help explain why you would say this at all when you're headed back to Mississippi State.
Right. Yeah, I mean, DJ would, like, it's crazy. DJ would fit in so well right now with what Memphis needs.
Well, more so if Lester's gone.
Right, that too. That's another factor.
More so if Lester's gone, yeah. The three.
Yeah, because, like, then you're talking about, you know, I mean, if you could play, could Lester play the two?
And absolutely, he could play the two, and you'd have to put DJ the three.
Yeah.
Because he really helps you if Lester's gone.
That would be an interesting team, but, you know, it's all for naught, man. We don't have to worry about it. DJ staying at Mississippi State. Interesting comments, though, no doubt about it. And we'll keep you updated. Now we're awaiting the decision of Lester. Hard to know when that will come. Again, probably not during our show, though we would love it, right? We certainly appreciate it.
You're not announcing before that workout with Golden
State. Right. And then you come together and with your family and you say, all right, who do we think we could get drafted by? We killed it in this workout. We killed it in that workout. We killed it in this workout. We killed it in that workout. Where are they picking? They have two-way. Like, you're just, you know, you're evaluating, I guess, all of that. I saw some guy tweet that he made, like, 37 straight threes, or 37 total, maybe. Not 37 straight.
I mean, he's been shooting a cover off the ball in these workouts, at least reportedly.
Right. That's reportedly. So, and there is some buzz. Like, there is some buzz. So, would it be the craziest thing in the history of sports if Les Quinones got drafted 52nd? I don't think so.
No, but Jim, I mean,
Bruno, what's his name? What was the guy that the Grizzlies?
Caboclo?
Yeah, he got drafted. You know? He sucks.
Yeah, but
that
people
guy thought, couldn't walk into the straight line.
People were hoping they were drafting Giannis. Like, it was the athleticism they were in love with.
Yeah.
That's the part that more so than production can get you drafted. It's...
No, upside's a
big part. Lester lacks that.
No, it's true. I mean, it's definitely
He was a lot like Minot, though, whereas there was a raw
correct.
Product
oh,
that
no
it was available
it's
in
the same, it's the same.
The NBA loves
it's the same concept.
That raw potential.
It's like a gazelle.
Yeah, the NBA guys are addicted to that, right? Oh, this guy has no skills right now, but he's...
Well, I guarantee you it's how this KO kid got a workout. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Off the athleticism
yes.
and everything else
that
he represents.
Dylan Brooks is exactly who Lester Quinones would aspire to be. You know? Like, I wouldn't say he's a negative athlete.
I think he's not the shot maker that Brooks was, right? Brooks could make shots, a different kind of array of shots for Oregon.
That's right, Jason.
Lester's more, he hadn't shown the ability to do it from a bunch of different areas. That's the only thing I'd say. But, and then defensively, you would say Lester better at this point. Like, Dylan became this. Sure, he was solid defensively, but Lester's already got, you know, sort of the reputation for a great defender. Hell, like we said, he was defending conference players of the year as a freshman against Cumberland with Cincinnati. He loved it. He wanted more. You could see it from the jump. So he might be a little bit ahead of Dylan defensively at this point. That said, that's what you're trying to be. You're trying to be Dylan Brooks if you're Lester Quinones.
Exactly.
6'5"?
And what did he get drafted, like 45th? Is that what it was?
Second round, 40-something,
sounds
I think
right.
It was.
And then, you know.
What about Houston and got traded to Grizzlies? Mm-hmm. Something like
45th,
that. Yeah,
yep. Yeah. 45th. So, but yeah, like, you know, and also Dylan's a little bigger, right?
Is he?
6'7".
Okay, Dylan's listed at 6'7"?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I don't know why I've always had Dylan 6'5". Yeah. Wow, he's bigger than he's a couple inches taller than I had him.
6'7", 225. So there's
and Lester's what, 6'5", 215, 220?
Yeah.
210.
220.
Oh, yeah, Dylan's a little bit, quite a bit bigger.
He is.
A couple inches and some.
All right, so we'll give
10 pounds.
We'll give you 10 spots for the 10 pounds. One spot per pound.
I don't know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You think he's going to get drafted?
Close. I don't, but I'm saying.
So it's like, Minot looks like a mid to late second rounder.
Right.
We're saying
right.
Now Lester's in there?
It's, yeah.
If he did, it shows the power of workouts.
Because
what do you in buzz?
If I'm an NBA team, right?
But more power to him if he does.
I got a decision to make, right? I'm sitting here at 54, and Josh Minot's available, and Lester Quinones is available. I can get Lester on a two way. I can't get Josh Minot on a two way, right? Somebody's going to draft him in the next six spots. I mean, that's the determination that you're up against. That guy's going to get drafted over Lester Quinones every single time because of his youth and because of his raw athleticism and ability. Lester's going to be a guy who gets put to the back burner because, oh, I can just get you on a two-way or an Exhibit 10 or whatever the case may be. Like, Jeremiah, I think, is on an Exhibit 10. That's exactly, but that's another way to make some money in the NBA, too. It's not just two-way. There's lots of ways to skin a cat, so to speak. But I would also caution, if I'm making the case for Memphis, it is a whole hell of a lot less glamorous, that G League life, than it is going around charter flights, being big man on campus at the University of Memphis.
John, if I were Lester, I would want a guarantee of a two-way, and if I don't get the two-way guarantee, I'm coming back to Memphis.
Oh, absolutely.
That's all I wouldn't worry about the draft even. I just focus on that.
The question
that right there.
There's some nuance there, though, right? Like, maybe the agency says we can't guarantee a two-way, but we feel really good about a two-way. Right? Like that.
I hate that.
You know, that's where you have to make that determination. Do you believe them? Is their information good? You know, I mean, that's the question. And you hire them and you employ them to have good information. And we don't know. Like, we don't know. So, anyway, intriguing choice coming up for the would-be senior at the University of Memphis in Lester Quinones. We'll come back. Brian Windhorst is going to hop on at 11:25. We'll talk to 12:25. We'll talk to him about the NBA Finals, the Grizzlies offseason, and more. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I got a text from a buddy of mine over the weekend, and it was one of those like clutch points Instagram posts or something like that. You know, all the stuff gets aggregated, and it was like, rumor, Kevin Durant wants to team up with Ja Morant.
Oh Lord!
Did you see this?
I've seen some of the buzz,
and I traced the
that's created.
I traced the source. I'm like, who said this? Like, was it Jalen Rose? Was it? Was it Brian Windhorst who's going to join us? Like, what is the source of this information?
Mm-hmm.
And
Did you find it?
I found it.
Okay, sure. Like, where was it?
It was a real estate agent in Memphis, not with the Live Love Memphis team. Therefore, cannot be trusted.
Mm.
I'm like, this is the stuff in, like, if I'm Kevin Durant right now, right?
Yeah.
Like, I am legitimately upset about this because.
Well, he's upset about it. Draymond right now.
Yeah, he's got a lot on his plate. He may love Ja.
Be upset that it's being rumored or
because
I didn't even call that a rumor.
It gets picked up by all these NBA Instagram accounts, right? And everybody starts to think it's true, and then you're like having to like put out fires, and you're having to like assure the organization. I'm happy where I'm at. Like it just creates a giant pain in the ass for Kevin Durant when it had come from a legitimate source. It came from just basically, Sam. I mean, it might as well have been Sam tweeting.
But don't you think he's used to that life? That must happen all the time when you're Kevin Durant. That you're looking at property here or there, and what does that mean? He must get that all the time. So I can't imagine it's some thorn in his side if he gets, there's a little bit of buzz coming out of Memphis because some real estate agent said he's looking at some property.
You started the rumor that LeBron was going to get traded to the Grizzlies. That is the rumor you started a couple weeks ago.
Well, that's patently false.
And now, would you be happy with Kevin Durant if that ended up coming to fruition? Would you settle for Kevin Durant?
I think we can make that work.
But LeBron would be your first choice.
Yeah. Coming off the year he did.
Under which player would the locker room culture be better? Probably LeBron, right? Although there's some risk there too. Because LeBron would want like autonomy. And Kevin Durant feels like would not be so hung up on that.
Yeah, but hasn't Kevin he said that Ja's the future?
I believe he's probably
more so than LeBron has.
I'm sure he said some things like that.
Yeah.
That's probably where this real estate agent.
And he's always at his best. I mean, he's always said, I need to be with a good point guard, right? Whether that's with Golden State and whoever, somebody taking some attention off me or now with Kyrie. So I think it works better. I think John have convinced myself that it should be KD instead of LeBron with the Grizzlies next year.
Okay. All right. Well, then you'll hope that this rumor comes to pass.
No, I ain't putting much stock in that one.
Yeah, it's just funny how the news cycle and what gets picked up and taken as bond in 2022.
I just think he's probably making a mistake tying his wagon to Kyrie in the way that he has.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
Because I just don't think that it's gonna for Kevin. It's all about legacy, right, and what they say about me and wanting to be liked, and he thinks his way to that is more titles, right, and sort of doing it on his own with Kyrie. Well, Kyrie ain't going to be there half the time.
Right.
And maybe it's not COVID the next time. Maybe it's he just wants a sabbatical from basketball because now he's just not as motivated. I'll get there midseason. And
he's fasting.
Again, with everything, with as tough as it is to win a championship, I just think it's going to be hard for KD to do it with Kyrie.
Well, because you got to have guys that
– look at Boston now. They're better off without Kyrie.
Oh, yeah.
See? Yep. You know what I'm saying? At one point, he was looking at those young guys and saying, they just don't get it.
Yep.
And really showing and, again, failing to lead. Look what they've become. That's just my, we have crowned Kyrie because he won that title with LeBron. Hit a big shot to do it, but I just don't ever know that he's going to be that leader or that guy that you have to win a championship.
He's probably one of the, he's one of the more electrifying players with the ball in the league, right? I mean, he does have.
But he literally, defensively, will give up everything he gives to you. Maybe,
Yeah.
And again, looking at leadership, and is he going to be there? Can I depend on him?
No, you can't.
Even James Harden is like, I can't depend on this guy. Oh, James Harden said that.
Yeah. But it's just,
so KD, I believe, that's a career mistake that will cost him any more championships for the long as long as he's with Kyrie, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't think that Kevin Durant's going to be with the Grizzlies, but who knows? Who knows? Maybe we'll look back on this and we'll say that guy, that one dude on Twitter, had it right. He was ahead of everybody. But that's life in the NBA news cycle in 2022. All right, we will come back. Obviously, we got a big decision awaiting, a big decision for and from Les Quiñones. DeAndre Williams already made his decision to come back to Memphis. We'll get into that and more. Brian Windhorst at 1225. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis celebrates a legacy of sports in the Mid-South as flagship home of the Grizzlies and Tigers talk on the Odyssey app. Powered by DuckDuckGo, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.